Hi, my name is Claude Remiard, Group Program Manager, and we will be talking about what's new in Azure DevTest Labs today. So why Azure DevTest Labs? It's basically talking with customers, we realize that about 65% of them say it's really hard and time-consuming to get environment. Also, when we look at dev and test environment infrastructure on-prem, only 10% of it is actually used. So the idea of Azure DevTest Lab is to bring the ability to create these labs in the cloud where the IT admin can actually give self-service environments so that the developers can go and get environments quickly when they need them and the way they need them. So really, when we think about what's new, is the first thing, as I mentioned, is the ability now to create an environment from an ARM template. So since we released Labs, we were able to create either one VM or multiple VMs as part of your dev and test environment. Now, what we've added is the ability to actually take an ARM template that is sitting in source control that you point your lab to. So in your lab, you say, these are the ARM templates I want to use. And then the developer or tester can simply go and create an environment using that ARM template. And then that allows you to run VMs or any other resources available on Azure. So that's pretty exciting. That's something that's been asked for quite a while to our team. We also added the ability to have additional disk on the VM. The main reason there is that, again, as we work on the cloud, we have the ability to create and recreate VMs. So instead of patching them, it's often easier to just spin up a new VM and put everything you have on it, specifically using pre-made artifacts, pre-made templates. However, we find that when you have a lot of data disk data that you need to conserve to keep from an old VM to the new VM, we added the ability to add these as an additional disk. So you can spin up a VM, attach an existing disk, and then when you delete the VM, you can keep the disk, spin up a new one, and reattach your disk. So you don't have to either get big code enlistments or get big data to be re-added to your VM. So again, spinning up the ability for the dev or the tester to just get going and once they create the VM. We add from the beginning the ability to track cost of everything you spin up in the VM, in the lab. And what we've added is actually the ability to set some thresholds at different point in time so that you can get notification that, for example, you're at 50%, 100%, or even 125% of your target. So you set a target, this is what we expect this lab to incur on a monthly basis or on a project basis. And then as we reach these thresholds, then we can notify users or administrators that, you know, we're actually reaching these levels. I'll take a few minutes to show you how you can do this in Labs. All right, so let me show you how we've implemented these new features. And we'll start with how we can create an environment from an ARM template. So I have a few labs in there. So let's say I'm part of the Contoso team and I want to go in there. And you'll find that in my lab, currently I have a VM and I already have a test environment. But let me create a new test environment. So like creating a VM, I just go and add to the lab. And from there, what the lab will show me what's available to me to create environments. So I can go with base VMs from the marketplace. Those are there, those available to me, or I can pick an ARM template. So in this case, I'll go and create an IIS environment with a SQL Server. And again, that's an ARM template that was attached to the lab and that I can use to create my environment. So in there, I can go and take an environment name. So let's say I'll call it Test2 because I don't have a lot of imagination. Give it a username. And then I can need to supply the password. And this is the username and password that will be used to connect to the VM that are spun up as part of that environment. Again, one of the new options we have is the ability to create your own secret store. And then from that secret store, use those to type a value, or you can type your own. So let me just type one here. And then you pick the number of web servers that you want. In that case, the template allows me to go up to two web servers. And again, these parameters are the ones that are specified by the ARM template that was set for that specific lab. And those ARM templates are just sitting in source control, and the lab points to that source control to bring in these things. And then from there, I could go and just create the environment. So instead, what I'll do is I'll go look at the one that's already created. And basically, we can see right away actually what's behind a specific environment. Again, this was created with the same template. And then we see this is all the Azure resources that were created from that template. And again, I can go and then connect to these environments and go forward and do the testing or the work that I need to do. So that's kind of one of the key feature that has been asked for quite a while by a lot of our users, because it allows us then to use in DevTest Lab the exact same environment that you can then use into the testing environment, staging environment, production, and just vary the values you're using in these different stages using the parameter files mechanism already existing with ARM. So the other thing that I wanted to show is the new cost settings that we have available. So I'm going into actually an internal lab that we're using. And in there, if we just go into the policy sections, we'll see that under the cost settings, we now have the ability to look at what are our different cost trends. So the charts shows us where we're at, for example, in terms of our spending. For example, with our target year, we're about to reach it. And then we can actually, if we want to, set some threshold for that target, as we talked about. So in this case, for example, we set 50% and 75% notifications are sent that basically we're spending too quickly. With that, you also want to know, well, I'm spending a little too fast on inside of this lab. So we've also added the ability to go and look at all the resources that are available currently in that lab and see what is actually working on, what's the policies that is applied to them so that you can actually take action and yourself as a dev team manage your costs so that you stay within that boundary of cost that you're comfortable with, and that allows you to continue doing self-service. Again, just quickly, we still have all these different policies. So, VM size you can use in a lab, number of VM per user, number of VM for the lab, as well as the automatic auto shutdowns that you can set for your lab, which you can now also do per specific VM. So you can set it for the lab and those are inherited, and then you can go on any specific VMs. So there's a lot of other new things that we've delivered recently and will continue to deliver. So these are kind of the big points that we're very excited about. But again, I think the best way for you is to just go and try it. So if you're interested in trying DevTest Lab, we'd recommend going to actually just try it. It's fairly easy from there in the flow. If you visit aka.ms/DTL, you'll be able to create an account if you don't already have one. And you can actually go and try labs for free. So we encourage you to go and try it. And you can always go to azure.com and look at more details about labs if you need to. So thanks for watching this, and hopefully you go and try labs and like what you see. Thanks, everyone.